developments in German employment law for 2026. Every year brings new developments and amendments in German employment law. Below is a summary of what to expect in 2026. A particularly noteworthy development is the loosening of rules regarding fixed-term employment for employees who have reached the statutory retirement age. Quick hits. In 2026 in Germany, the prohibition on prior employment by the same employer for concluding fixed-term contracts without objective justification for employees who have reached the statutory retirement age will be eliminated, allowing for up to 8 years and 12 contracts. The EU regulation on AI will impose core obligations for high-risk AI systems starting August 7, 2026, affecting HR processes like candidate pre-screening and performance analytics, requiring traceable documentation and transparency. The Second Company Pensions Strengthening Act will facilitate access to occupational pensions through company-level collective agreements and individual agreements with union consent, including opt-out arrangements and additional measures like a dynamic low-income subsidy. General adjustments. At the beginning of the year, the following key thresholds will be adjusted: contribution assessment ceiling for health and long-term care insurance, monthly 5,812 Sausfeld, or annually 69,150 dollars annual earnings threshold, JAG for statutory health insurance, 70,400 dollars annually, 6,450 dollars monthly contribution assessment ceiling for pension insurance, monthly 8,450 dollars annually 101,400 dollars reference amount West-East monthly 3,955 annually 47,460 minimum wage as of January 1, 2026. 13,090 per hour, mini job earnings threshold, 603 per month, based on a minimum wage of 13,890. Social insurance contribution rates will remain largely unchanged in 2026. Health insurance, general contribution rate 14.6%, reduced rate without sick pay 14.0%, average supplemental contribution 2.9%, up from 2.5% in 2025. Long-term care insurance, base contribution 3.6%. For childless persons over age 23, 4.2%, reduction 0.25% per child from the second child onward pension insurance. Contribution rate 18.6%. Unemployment insurance, contribution rate 2.6%. Maternity Protection Amendment Act. The legislature has expanded the scope of protective rules to include mothers who suffer miscarriages. Since June 1, 2025, graduated protection periods apply following miscarriages from the 13th week of pregnancy. Affected employees may expressly declare their willingness to work, but may revoke this declaration at any time. The existing protection against dismissal for 4 months after a miscarriage following the 12th week of pregnancy remains unaffected. Employers may want to align processes and communications with the statutory requirements. Entry into force of core provisions of the AI Act. The EU Artificial Intelligence Act, Regulation EU 2024/1689, applies directly and will take effect in phases. Prohibitions on impermissible practices since February 2, 2025. Governance and sanctions since August 2, 2025. Core obligations for high-risk artificial intelligence, AI, as of August 2, 2026. Additional individual deadlines run through 2027. In HR, this particularly affects candidate pre-screening, ranking tools, and performance analytics. Required measures include traceable documentation and transparency. Fundamental rights impact assessments for high-risk systems, registration where applicable, logging, a data protection impact assessments that comply with the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and effective human oversight and training. Works Council participation and information rights must be respected. Second Company Pensions Strengthening Act. The legislation aims to strengthen occupational pensions and the social partner model, SPM, including employers not bound by collective agreements. Access will be facilitated via company-level collective agreements, including linkage to out-of-sector PMs with union consent, as well as under individual agreements, likewise only with union consent. Going forward, opt-out arrangements will also be possible by works agreement. In that case, non-union employers would be required to provide a 20% contribution. Additional measures include relief for pension funds, a dynamic low-income subsidy, maximum eligible amount, $1,200, subsidy 360, and early drawdown of occupational pensions when receiving a statutory partial pension. Fixed-term employment for pensioners. After reaching the standard retirement age, the prohibition on prior employment by the same employer for purposes of concluding fixed-term contracts without objective justification is to be eliminated. The plan focuses on fixed terms without objective justification despite prior employment for a total of up to 8 years and a maximum of 12 contracts. Each individual contract remains capped at 2 years. Only periods of fixed-term employment without objective justification count toward the 8-year limit. Fixed terms with objective justification remain unaffected. This increases flexibility for the continued employment of experienced personnel on a fixed term and is combined with privileged additional earnings opportunities. The easing of fixed-term hiring for employers is accompanied by financial incentives for retirees who, after reaching the statutory retirement age, take up employment subject to social insurance contributions. They may earn up to $2,000 per month tax-free. Outlook 2026, potential changes. More flexible models are being discussed regarding the daily maximum working time, such as broader exceptions where adequate compensatory rest periods are provided. An amendment of working time recording has been announced. A draft bill could be presented in 2026. For fixed-term contracts, a loosening of form requirements toward allowing text form is under consideration to facilitate digital agreements. Further digitization of Works Council operations is planned, particularly with respect to hybrid and digital meetings and resolutions. In the context of digitizing union rights, easier digital access channels are being discussed. The Federal Labor Court, BAG, 1 AZR 33-24, rejected a claim by trade unions to be provided with official email addresses. Pay Transparency Directive, Outlook. The EU Pay Transparency Directive, Directive EU 2023-970, must be transposed into German law by June 7, 2026. Companies may want to begin reviewing pay structures and internal processes for future transparency and reporting obligations. In 2026, the primary focus areas will be AI compliance, reforms to occupational pensions, and more flexible employment models. Employers may want to align compliance structures, documentation, and participation procedures accordingly. Ogletree Deacon's Berlin and Munich offices and cross-border practice group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the cross-border, cybersecurity and privacy, Germany, leaves of absence, pay equity, and technology blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, Orsti Instagram, webinars, podcasts,